from APM in New York. I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Facebook is reviewing its own rules about controversial content posted on its website. The move comes in response to a growing chorus of women's rights groups who called on advertisers to boycott the site for allowing content that promoted sexism and violence towards women. Until now, Facebook has dealt with complaints about hate speech and the like on more of a case-by-case basis. A statement on the company's blog reads, quote, "It has become clear that our systems to identify and remove hate speech have failed to work as effectively as we would like." Jacqueline Friedman is executive director at one of the groups that lobbied for the change, Women in Action in the Media. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So tell me a little bit about the genesis of this campaign and why your organizations made the push that you did. I understand you wrote an open letter and have received a lot of signatures on petitions and things like that. What was the problem?
Well, the problem was that Facebook has a policy against hate speech, but they have historically applied that policy very unevenly. They are quite good, for example, at cracking down on anti-Semitic hate speech, but when it comes to hate speech against women, they've turned a blind eye historically.
Give me an example.
Well, an image of a woman lying in a pool of blood with the caption, "I love her for her brains." This is not ambiguous stuff.
Does it have something to do with advertising as well, or there was an advertising aspect to this?
Yes, well, a lot of people had tried to bring this issue to their attention over the past 2 years using petitions, and none of that had the impact we were looking for. So we lit upon the idea of putting pressure on some of their main advertisers, because honestly, as a company, if you wouldn't advertise in a magazine that had this kind of content in it, why would you advertise in a digital space that couldn't prevent your ad from appearing next to this content?
This is a little bit uncharted territory in the digital age. Companies like Facebook and Twitter are having to become arbiters of what is free speech and what isn't free speech online. Are you a little bit afraid of how this might play out and how it might affect the issue of free speech online?
Of free speech online is kind of a red herring. There isn't free speech online. When we're using some private company's platform to communicate with each other, we're agreeing to their terms of service. Every company takes down content, right, according to their rules. Free speech applies to governments. We want to see Facebook rule fairly on what content is allowable and what isn't in terms of how that reflects the values of the community they want to be fostering and building.
Jacqueline Friedman is executive director of Women, Action, and the Media. Jacqueline, thanks.
Thanks for having me.